Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Except today, it's Carl Bott and Randall Hempling. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
Randall's going to be my co-host today on the 29th, Wednesday of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Benny's in there. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Look at all that hair. I don't think I've seen you without a hat on. Have I?
Probably not. I'm trying to wear it.
Okay.
Trying to wear it free a little bit.
So, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. So, how many national days do we have today?
We have three, but the one that I think stands out today is probably International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian People.
Well, I don't have much of an opinion on that, except that the Palestinian people, not the flag.
Yeah.
They're suffering, but they have.
Yeah.
Have been for years.
Yeah, it's definitely the hot one of the
three. Yep, that's the hot one. Yep. Yeah, that gives you a pause.
Yeah.
Thinking about Palestinian people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like they're all Hamas.
No. In fact, very few of them are, but enough. There are enough Hamas and Hamas supporters to wreak havoc.
For some people, that would be like International Day of Support. Well, for Germans during World War II,
yeah,
because most Germans weren't Nazis, but they allowed it.
Yeah, they stood by.
Stood by.
Of course,
yeah.
The Nazis had all the guns.
That's true.
That is true. This wasn't something created in 2023, though. This was 2014. So
2014? Okay.
It's a matter of coincidence.
All right.
It's so soon after.
Is there another one? Another day?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Pick between 1 and 3.
International Day of the Duckling or something like that?
The other national day is National Package Protection Day.
Package Protection Day.
I would say the Second Amendment could help with that one.
Oh. Package protection is, I just saw an article about the protecting, because so many packages are coming through, being delivered.
Yeah.
How do you protect your porch pirates. Yeah, keep your porch pirates from it. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that gave us
a lot of
thought
hope.
Right there in the morning. So, good morning. Okay, so the weather. Today, partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 63, with a low around 39 tonight. 39. Woo! Thursday, tomorrow, 50% chance of showers. And tomorrow, with a high of 56 and a low of 35. On Friday, a 40% chance of showers. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, slight chance of showers on Monday and Tuesday. Mostly sunny on those days, but we're going to have some showers, it looks like, through the weekend, with the highs around in the 50s and the lows in the low 40s, 45 like this. So, looks like winter is starting to appear.
It's perfect weather for Garden of Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Like it cold and
Yeah,
crisp, not
light
rainy,
showers.
Not rainy if possible.
I've gone there before when it's been raining hard. And guess
but
what?
It's still fine.
It's still, it doesn't it's affect the Garden
of
Lights.
No, it doesn't affect the Garden of Lights.
Yeah. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans there to help people with their propane costs. They do treat their customers as warm friends. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, these just showed up on my desk yesterday, and it's in support of Holiday Wreaths for Heroes, Make a Difference. When you you take this card and you go down to Jersey Mike's and you donate a minimum of $3 to Holiday Wreaths for Heroes, you get a free sub. Free regular sub.
That's
save
great.
Yourself some money.
Get it Mike's way.
And plus the fact Jersey Mike's is a great place. They've been very supportive of many nonprofits, but especially veterans. So I can't say enough about them, Bev and Mike from Jersey Mike's or Joe. Anyway, if you'd like some of the, if you'd like one of these cards, just please come in today and pick it up. Randall's taking one.
Are you making me take one?
No, I'm sure you take one because you get get a free regular soda
for
$3, and all the money goes to the Wreaths, Holiday Wreaths for Heroes that go out on our out there at ICO.
Yeah, you know the psychology behind that.
What's that?
What you're doing? But psychology is that people feel obligated if you're given a gift, so. The deal is they would expect you, first of all, to buy another sub as well so that they make some money. And then secondly, most people will give more than $3.
Most of them will.
Yeah. So it's
cool.
It works. Worked on you, and now you've given me one, and now it's worked on me.
It works on me because I'm going to talk about the Wreaths for Heroes later on today, too. Good. Anyway, Rando, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Was it the last time you were on?
No, I've been on once since then.
Since
you're
then.
Talking about the time when I basically was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And went in the next day to have bypass surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear you were talking about, I got some chest, it's a shortness of breath. And Dr. Martinez looks at you out of his corners. I saw him do it. Yeah. His head's kind of looking straight ahead, and I saw his eyes shift over when you said that. And his head comes up, and he goes, so.
He told me to go to Dr. Chandramoula, who's my cardiologist, and get a stress test. And I responded, I don't need a stress test. I just told you that I went on a 3-mile walk and I had chest pain. So that's the stress test. So they went right to a cardiac catheterization and I was 98% blocked.
Yeah, it was like 2 days later, right?
Yeah, and 2 days later they did the bypass surgery, and the doctor that did the surgery had never done a surgery at Shasta Regional before and didn't even know the surgical team. But he was sometimes you'd really have confidence in people when you meet them. And I immediately had confidence in the fellow, and I introduced him to the team there that I had worked with for many years, and they're excellent. And I felt like I was in the best of hands, and I was out in 2.5 days, taking a shower, which is great. And they replaced the valve and did a double bypass.
So if you feel like you got any health problems, just come on the show.
Yeah, come in down here and
come in on a Tuesday when we have the doctors in and things like that. And heck, we'll give you a stress test right then, chase you around the room, hit you with wet towels.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've got a guest at 7:30, but I'm not sure. Maybe not.
That's fine.
At this time of the year, because people are gone and coming back and gone, coming back. So I'm lining up December, and we're going to have people that are running for office. We've got, of course, the new police chief. Hopefully, we'll get a readout on the jail. All those things are going to be coming up. And Congressman LaMoffa, in fact, will be on the show Friday. And I've got some questions for him. But this month, from Thanksgiving through Christmas, is everybody is so busy doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got back from my 60th high school reunion, followed immediately by the having to travel to Florida for my granddaughter's wedding.
Indeed.
And I was telling you about what I ate when I graduated from the high school, Burt Burnett, Texas, which is north of Wichita Falls, which and most people don't even know where that is. But if you go back to Texas for a reunion, first thing that happens is you get your accent back.
Oh, yeah.
And then you spend a week eating chicken fried steak, fried catfish, and Mexican food. Totally. That's it. That's all you eat because that's where everybody wants to go.
The only place I've ever seen that, the salad bar is comprised of fried food.
Yeah, yeah. Fried okra. I love fried okra. Yeah.
Who doesn't like fried okra if it's done right?
I don't know. You can't get it around here. I suggested to Bruce Dean when he was opening his restaurants in Texas that he needs to get some fried okra on the menu. And he didn't do it. It's not hurt them. But eventually they'll push him over the edge and he'll do it.
I can't believe that he wouldn't have fried okra.
Well, he said he did not, but he may have. It may have changed.
We have to ask him that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, a good old-fashioned Big Family Christmas, a comedy by Pat Cook, is playing down at the Riverfront Playhouse. And I have two tickets here that are good for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Either one of those, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, to the first caller at 605-4567. Go on down to Riverfront. It's a comedy. It's a good old-fashioned Big Family Christmas. You're going to have a good time there. Just come on down and pick up your tickets here. They look like tickets, but then you just turn them in and they'll give you real tickets. Good old-fashioned Big Family Christmas at the Riverfront Playhouse. And it's tickets for either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Randall Hempling today. Today, the 29th of November, 7:20 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. I kind of believe that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors. Four branches to help you. One in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So Randall and I are sitting here talking, and Randall's in charge of the partnership health plan.
No, I'm a commissioner from Shasta County on there, but I was one of the people who originated the idea of doing what's called county organized health systems, which is run by local citizens. We run it with a great staff, but we make the decisions. Shasta County has four board members on there. That will go down to three because we're, as I was explaining to you, the partnership has done such a good job up here. It's become nationally known for highly efficient and effective work in rural areas, which is very difficult. And so well known that the other counties east of here, 10 counties north of Sacramento, have been clamoring for 10 years now to be part of partnership. But the back when Governor Brown dictated that they were going to allow, you know, they wanted these systems in place, they effectively wanted to just write a check to Blue Cross or Centene and let them take care of it. And that has not worked well. In the other counties, they're very unhappy with it. A lot of denials, a lot of things that we don't do. And Blue Cross is not inefficient. They're extraordinarily efficient, and they take 15% off the top for administration of the program, or allowed 15%. We're allowed 15% too, but we use 5%, which gives us 10% of that money that stays.
Which is millions.
Hmm?
Which is millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it belongs to the county.
That's that 10% is millions of dollars.
Yeah, the 10% that we give back or get back in, the budget for the organization is $2.5 billion
a year.
So 10%, yeah, and so 10% of that would be $250 million that doesn't go to Blue Cross, doesn't go to their shareholders, but goes right back into the healthcare in this area. And it's been done very efficiently. I'm really, really proud of it.
Yeah, and, you know, and I applaud this because you've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Now Governor Newsom saw that, and the county saw it, and so
they got together. Those 10 counties had to get together and create the system and then join our system. So that's why I said that the number of board members will go down, because we're going to be 24 counties, and you can't have the number of board members is based on how many people that you're serving in a county. And Shasta County, believe it or not, has almost 70,000 people on Medi-Cal. 70,000, that's 30-plus percent of the county population is on some kind of public support. So we've got, we're allowed four members, four board members. That will go down to three when they add the others, because you can't have a 24 counties with a 70-member board. That's absurd. So it's going to, the new board will be about 38 to 40 people. Shasta County will have three board members, and it works out, and it's by attrition. My term will be up in 2 years. They just named two people to be on there. Dean Germano and Dave Jones were just appointed last year. When my term is up, I'm phasing out. They'll go down to three. Nobody's feelings are hurt about being cut off there. But by then I'll be 80 years old, so it might be a little better anyway.
Is this going to screw it up?
No.
You're not as cynical about things as I am here, Randall. You know, you get to all these other counties in there, and they're going, well, you know, if we did this and this, well, I mean, do they have to join under a charter that you all accept?
Yeah.
And can you kick them out?
That's basically, no, we can't kick them out. They could decide that they don't want to be participating anymore, but that would be extraordinarily difficult, because by then we have contracts with all the providers, the hospitals and the clinics and these kinds of things. There's no reason for them to pull out. It actually made more money by creating this for Shasta County and the other counties. There's a thing called intergovernmental transfer monies, funds. Mm-hmm. When we first formed, we got that money from the counties. They gave it to us. We matched it with federal monies under Medi-Cal and gave it back to the counties. So they effectively doubled the money that the counties were
getting. So this is the way it works. Rando explained it to me because I said, I don't understand this. So I'll make it easy. Like he made it easy for me. Now, see if I get it right. Say you're getting $1 million here for your health care.
Yeah, historically.
Historically, just say $1 million. It's much more. But $1 million. 15% of that would go for the management of the program and would go
allowed.
To...
It's allowed.
And it's allowed.
In this case, Blue Cross.
It would go to Blue Cross. When Shasta County started the partnership health plan, they took that 15% to manage the program, only took 5% to manage it. So 10% of that money, which is in the billions, goes back straight into the healthcare system and not to the overhead.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody else wants to do.
Before this happened, before partnership came in, it was straight fee-for-service Medi-Cal up here.
Mm-hmm.
And what that meant, it was that people would just go to the emergency room for their care. They couldn't get into doctors. Doctors didn't want to take a Medi-Cal patient for a couple of reasons. One, it paid very low. And two, many times they wouldn't show up for the appointment. And they filled up their appointment book, and then they don't show up. So it's bad business all the way around. The worst part of it was that the patients were not getting continuous care, the care that they needed. So since partnership has been here, you know, if you go to the emergency room and you don't have any health care provider, you will be assigned one and somebody who will literally hold your hand and get you to that doctor's appointment to make sure that you follow up. Uh-huh. And if you don't have and you can't get there because you don't have a car, we provide the transportation as well. Sounds like we spend a lot more money than we actually do, because it ends up saving money, because people don't get as sick, they don't come into the hospitals for extended stays. They don't show up in the emergency room. Because I can remember the two hospitals here complaining to me. Now, I went on the board immediately after retiring from the hospital. So I'm not a hospital representative. I have hospital knowledge. I'm an old health planner, so this is the kind of thing I just love doing. But immediately after that, the number of visits to the emergency rooms here went down by 100 per week. And the hospitals complained because they complained because it was cutting into their volume. It was cutting into the number of people. And what you want as a society is fewer people going to the emergency room. You want people well. You know, you don't want people suffering. So it kind of counterintuitive. I always loved it working at the hospital and telling people, you know, we have a wellness program. We want you to be well. And that was just an absolute lie, because the only way hospitals make money is if you're sick. In this country. So it's an interesting dichotomy of how we operate.
And I didn't really introduce Randall, but he was the former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, retired. They brought him back in for a 90-day stint.
Yeah, back in 2018.
Before Casey came on. And and what he did was he said, fine, I'll work to this day. Oh, can you stay another week? No, because I'm on a plane to Nepal or Tibet.
Yeah.
And so he has been also, in his life, a Marine, a professional man of cards. Is that a way of saying it?
Yeah.
Gambler?
Yeah. No, not a gambler.
A poker player. That's right. You don't gamble. You play poker.
You play the odds. Yeah.
A truck driver? Over-the-road truck driver?
Yeah, that was the first time I came to Reading. My truck broke down here in 1966. And I had to stay here a week.
And one of the few men I know that not only battled cancer and won, but then hopped on a Harley and drove across country with no windshield.
Yeah.
So his face came back with a roadmap of insects.
Yeah, that was my last trip. In 2000, I went 7,887 miles in 1 month to circumnavigate the country. Ended up, I went to Sturgis via Key West, if you think about that. So,
I've ridden into Key West before on a Harley. So, yeah. And anyway, so, I mean, he's just not somebody that just, Randall's lived a life.
Yeah, and I have a beautiful wife.
You do.
I have a a lovely home. We love Reading.
Really married up there.
Way over my head. I'll kick my coverage, as they say.
You're fighting way above your weight there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got back from my high school reunion, and I told my classmates that my goal is to eventually be the tallest remaining member of my class. For those who don't know, I'm 5'5 now. I was 5'7 at one point in my life, but I'm 5'5.
Well, does this mean you're going to just outlive everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You just outlive everybody.
I'm going to outlive.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. A veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he fixes it. He guarantees his work. Yeah. Guarantees his work. If you're not sure, when you get a chip in your windshield, is that bad enough to be fixed? Well, yeah, they are. But, if you're not sure, you get a free inspection and analysis just by bringing your vehicle in to 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. I've had my windshield fixed there 16 years ago, and you still can't see the crack in the windshield. He does such great work. That's, excuse me, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Reading Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Reading Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Reading Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Reading Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at readingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Welcome back. I'm getting up off that thing. Dancing. Bang. Getting off that thing. Good morning, everybody. Okay, here's another song I haven't heard. That was another one I have not heard. Today, November the 29th of Wednesday. 7:35 in the morning, about 35. Oh, gosh. Oh. Let's say 40 degrees out there. Make yourself feel better. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Linda was just there. She was reveling in the jewelry, you might say. There's a big sale starts Friday. 20% off. They got extra people in there. Leonard's in there. Rebecca's in there. Henry's in there. And they are bringing it all out. So if you're looking for a great deal on beautiful jewelry from the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive, and I mean, they have it all at very good prices already, and then with a discount, yes, you're going to brighten up somebody's Christmas very, very quickly. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. So I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we were just talking about Partnership Health Plan, what a good deal is. And now all the counties up here in Northern California want to fall under that.
Yep.
Which means is, well, what's that going to cost us? Doesn't cost us anything. If anything, it saves money for the patients, or not saves money for the patients, but more money is put into patient care, yeah, because right, the overhead is cut by 10%. Started right here in Shasta County, and everybody else is looking at it thinking, I wish we could do that. Well, now they can.
Yeah. We organized. Partnership's been around for almost 30 years down in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Marin County and those areas. And we asked them in and brought it. And the governor was not in favor of it at that time. And he fought us like crazy, but we were able to point out that we thought we could do it. And did, because we trusted the staff. The staff did a marvelous job. And we proved so.
Where are the staff? Are the staff out of what?
We have a main office is in Fairfield.
Okay.
So you're completely divorced from
Blue Shield, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We are effectively our own insurance company.
We are an insurance company.
Oh, okay.
So think of it that way.
So you've kept your overhead. That's how you kept your overhead.
Yeah, because we don't have to pay shareholders. All those other companies, they work for their shareholders. They don't work for patients. We work for the citizens of our area, and that's our focus.
Okay.
So it allows us to hold the overhead as low as possible.
Do you make people bring their own toilet paper to work and, you know, wear coats so you can keep the temperatures down?
Yeah. But I said the main office is there, but we have a huge office here in Redding.
Is that right?
Yeah. It came in, and, 10 years ago, the threat down, I forget the exact address, it's on Airport Drive, not far from Mercy, a big red building. There used to be Pace. It's got a lot of people in there.
Pace Engineering?
Yeah. And then we have an office in Humboldt County, smaller office. It's a subset from here.
So now you're going to have to spread your offices out.
Well, we're going to add another office over in, where was it? Roseville area. We're going to put an office in there. And then we'll have one up.
I want to manage that office in Roseville.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew. I thought you would. Be close to family.
Be close to family.
Yeah. Hey, and then we'll have one in Chico, too.
Your okra comments. What do you mean you cannot get fried okra around here? Go get it at the farmer's market. Take it home and fry it.
I could always do that.
My comment was, I think we want to buy fried okra, not fry it. And then somebody else says, I love fried okra, and Cracker Barrel restaurant is great in the southern states. I have fried okra. Mm-hmm. Doesn't quite come out because I don't use a deep fryer.
Yeah.
But I believe the Chicken Shack has fried okra.
Okay, well, I will check that out today.
I'm not promising anything, but I think there is some fried okra around here. But to get that southern fried okra, I mean, first of all, just the thought of it makes me want to drive into Texas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if nothing else, and to see all my friends who have moved there to Texas. But, yeah. I haven't had fried okra in several years.
Yeah. Well, twice I had a big chicken fried steak.
That's the other thing they did.
And they allowed you three sides. So I got mashed potatoes and gravy and two sides of okra.
Well, Linda used to call it, they call it a meat and two down in Nashville. And that meant a meat and two sides. Yep. So you pick that meat and you get two sides. Yeah. And that was, I have a meat and two sides. Chicken fried steak, fried okra, and green beans with bacon in them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you who can cook greens better than anybody I've ever tasted. And I'm serious. Lori Going.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She can cook greens it was embarrassing because I ate so much of it. You know, other people going, oh, that's nice. And I'm just sitting there piled my plate with them.
Yep.
Lori, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Next time you have greens, I'll come over and clean the kitchen if you let me have some. Okay. Now, let's get into something. Let's get into the Riverfront specific. But here's what I'm going to do because this is going to take a little bit longer because you were sitting in there on the board representing Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to take an early break, Ben. And this portion, I tell you what, I'm going to do a PSA here. Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. That's where the wreaths go out. On the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, they need help preparing the wreaths December 11th through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So December 11th, it's a couple weeks away, but still, you might want to put it in your calendar to help prepare the wreaths, to get them ready, and then the laying of the wreaths will be December 16th, a Saturday at high noon. The wreaths will be laid on every one of the grave sites there. So, and then the picking up the wreaths will be after, it'll be on January 3rd. But December 11th through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, if you can spend some time out there and help them just, you know, get them unbundled and fluff them a little bit and get it ready for the laying of the wreaths December 16th. What a wonderful, wonderful event this is. So, okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Oh,
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Lindebot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Redding's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for some really great information on insurance and how to handle all the insurance problems that the state of California has caused, or so a second look at your investments and your 401ks, your retirement plans that seem to be being eaten into under the present administrations, then give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. I know, I didn't mean to make that political, and so it's not. But if you are looking for a real second opinion from somebody that knows what they're doing, her teams, her insurance team and her financial management team know what they're doing. And trust me, Judy treats her customers as friends. Give her a call, 221-0441.
Judy's from Texas.
She sure is.
That's how you know.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell.
Yep.
I love it. Hey, let's talk about you were there. You sat on the on that riverfront plan committee.
No.
What's it called?
I'm not on that committee, but I'm chairman of the board at Turtle Bay.
Right.
And we were asked to provide input to the plan.
Well, that's what I meant. Directly. You're one of the plan holders.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Stakeholders around there.
Yeah.
They ask several groups. They ask the Rodeo Association.
Running Rodeo Association was there. I think Asphalt Cowboys?
Probably.
Yeah, I think they were there.
Yeah, because they're genuinely trying to get input from everybody before they come out with something.
I get that feeling that there is, and they're asking for people to show up. How many people show up? Usually,
I don't know. Our meeting with the planner was private.
Oh,
yeah. All these groups are like, well, it's like a rodeo association met with them privately.
Mm-hmm.
That's so you don't get a lot of stuff going on beside you. They want to hear directly from the stakeholders what they perceive, what they want, what they need, and all of these things. Now, the stakeholder themselves may be, confused and looking for some guidance, but they heard directly from the stakeholders.
Here's my question, and. What exactly is this plan doing that we've paid $1 million for?
Well, it is going to, it's like any plan that the city has. We have zoning ordinances, we have land use control. And it says that certain areas can only be used for certain things.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I would expect that the plan's going to come out and say something like, these will be public use properties for things such as, and then it will be up to individual developers to come in and say, well, I want to build this such as. And the city will already pre-approve the concept, not the construction. That's always done on a, site by site thing. When I went in.
Oh, okay. Let's go back on that.
Okay.
Because what you just said just terrified me there for a second.
What, that there would be a plan?
They're going to come out. Well, not the plan, but the concept of the plan, saying, okay, this is our entire riverfront here, so many acres, right?
Yeah.
How many acres are we talking about? 74, 100?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is
it on both sides of the river?
Some of it is privately owned. Some of it is publicly owned.
Got it. So they say, okay, then this is going to be publicly owned land, which means you can't.
Some of it will be, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do anything without the public approving it.
Well, the city has to approve anything that's done.
But
period.
Okay, so they say this area right down here along the river can be developed.
Well, they can say, this is going to be a riparian area and this is going to be natural.
True, could also say this can be developed.
Yeah, and then it could say the types of development that
right.
they would not no they would presumably say this is going to be semi-commercial, public use, no housing. It's not going to be housing in certain areas.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, they can, they just designate.
So, but you could say restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
You could say
public access things, restaurants.
Restaurants.
Little shops, the normal kind of thing that you'd see along a riverfront or a waterfront.
And then the riverfront would be developed there? Again, using environmental concerns, saying instead of having a 3-foot-wide walk, it would be a 10-foot-wide walk.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Everything's set back.
Yeah.
Now, what about the, what did you understand about the organizations that are there now, like Turtle Bay?
Okay, well, here's where I come in.
Right.
My job is to go to the planning group, and all Turtle Bay wants is some kind of a plan out there, because there are things we want to do for the community.
Yeah.
And it's all, keep in mind, that's our focus. There are things that we want to do, but we don't want to do anything that is not in consort with the development of the land. We don't want to do one thing and then have them make a decision that all the rest of the land is going to be a landfill. That's an absurd example. But we just want, we would like to see a plan because we are doing plans. Because we built that hotel after a great fight in this community. We built that hotel, which has been immensely successful. I mean, a lot of folks like it. And we have people support us at the time, like Ed Rollman, who owns a competing hotel, and he was very supportive of it. And it's proved out. It really has.
Well,
we've done well with it.
We saw the plans for it, and we saw what it would do to be able to support Turtle Bay. And we got behind that. And, you know, I mean, there was quite the battle going on.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the only museum in the country that owns a hotel. And we own it. I mean, everybody just get rid of those other rumors out there. That hotel is owned by Turtle Bay. It had a separate name, and I got the name changed to Turtle Bay Holdings. So that it's, you know,
well,
it's
see,
all under
one. And that was the problem, is people thought it was going to be a McConnell property, and it wasn't. And then there was the problem about it was leased land. And, well, gosh, it would be worth this much. Well, it would be, except there's a 100-year lease on it. And,
yeah.
That's gone. It's gone past.
Yep.
It's been built. It plays, it's a successful hotel, one of the best in the Sheraton chain.
Yep.
Okay. So what kind of plans does... Okay, so you want to see a plan that allows you what, to expand?
If needed, to expand. We already have the limits of our property there, but there are things we would like to do on that property.
Okay.
And we don't want to do something that would be counter to a plan. You know, we want to work with our neighbors, and we just want to make it work. And we just need the city, and this has been the problem all along, to get off the dime. They've been sitting on that property for years, and no one's been making a decision. And here's what I said. When I walked in there with the planner, I took an imaginary pencil, and I drew it around the rodeo grounds. And I said, the first thing you need to do for this in this plan is to make that sacrosanct, make that the rodeo grounds, put it in there in the plan that this shall be the rodeo grounds. No other purpose other than rodeo-related. And that gives the Rodeo Association the ability to get that long-term lease. If they put it in the plan that this is rodeo grounds, it doesn't have to be expanded. Don't cut it back, but make this the rodeo grounds. I said, that will make Turtle Bay happy, because then we'll know something is going to be going on and the rest of the developments. And I said, we don't care what you do with the rest of it, because we know it'll fit. We're going to have a civic center there, whether it's the existing one.
Or a new big one.
A new bigger one. And you could actually, you could build a new bigger one on the property that's out front of the existing one.
Absolutely.
All that grass. You could build
it,
and so that you wouldn't lose it like you do in in Las Vegas, where they blow them up and don't have a replacement. Now, you could get that replacement going before you destroy the old one, so you keep everything going fine. I mean, those are just thoughts. But from a Turtle Bay standpoint, we just want things done, and we are fully supportive of the Rodeo Association on that property. And if they just put it in there, put it in the plan, the city, all they have to do is say, this is the rodeo property. It's designated in perpetuity as rodeo property. Developers then would have the ability to come in and do that. Now, if the Rodeo Association doesn't get off the dime and doesn't do anything, then maybe somebody else can come in and create the rodeo or have it there. But it makes everybody...
Yeah, it gives the Rodeo Association, what are 10 things you want to accomplish there? And then they just accomplish it because they've got a long-term lease and they can
have
get the money.
The first thing you can do when you have a long-term lease, a guaranteed lease, is even if it's a dollar a year, and that's probably what it should be in my mind.
I think it's something like that.
Yeah. The first thing that allows the rodeo station to do is go down and borrow money.
Yeah.
I bet they go to Cornerstone.
You can't get the big grants unless you've got so many years left on your lease, and that's where it's so important. So the idea of drawing a circle around the rodeo grounds and saying, this is going to be the rodeo grounds, just, you know, and it has been and it always will be, then that makes
it makes sense to
and
me.
Then at some point in the – you know, at any time in the future, and the Reading Rodeo Association says, and I don't expect this to happen, but, you know, 50 years from now, and they say, well, you know what? Yeah. We're not going to do the rodeo anymore. And like I said, I can't believe that. But then it would allow somebody else to come in and
Just designate the property as rodeo grounds or, you know, rodeo. Just something agrarian that, you know, that allows
in the same footprint they have now.
Don't mess with the footprint.
That includes the clubhouse and the Asphalt Cowboys and all that.
Yeah, just the land that's down there.
Use the rest of the land for
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they like. Now, keep in mind, there's two parts to this. All of that land that we're talking about now is pretty much public property.
Right.
You know, and then we have other people have private property.
Well, Kutcher's,
Maurice has it.
The senator's got a big chunk there.
Yeah, it's down there, and he'll be in favor of whatever. You know, what it will do is, on any redevelopment of the land or anything done in the future, will have to be in line with either what's already there or what the plan document will say. The big part is going to be the Kutcher's land of what they want to do, but that's private land. But you still have to have a plan. It's like you and the bed and breakfast or the VRBOs in your neighborhood. You wanted to limit those.
Well, I wanted a plan.
Yeah,
the plan they had was not a good plan, they all agreed on. Once I went down there, everybody agreed, okay, this is not a good plan, so they changed it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's exactly what we hoped would happen.
By the way, people, if you think one person can't get things done in this town, you'd be surprised. The city council listened to, you know, if you have a reason why you're doing it and a good plan, city council saw that right away. Now, the people running VRBO for the city realized they were having problems.
Yeah.
So now we've got a restriction on how many VRBOs there can be, how close they can be to each other, which is really the biggest thing. That was the only things I wanted.
Yeah, the only thing I would hope with this plan is that once it is, you know, it's going to be hashed about, it's going to be, a lot of people are going to look at it, they're going to have it, then it's going to go before the city council for approval. It'll probably first go before the planning board for approval. Then it'll go to the city council for approval. What I hope will not occur, as happens quite often with this city council and others as well, is that they say, oh, we need to have a public vote on this. No, we hire that city council. You know, we vote for them to make decisions, and they need to make a decision on this when it's brought to them.
I think you're absolutely right. As long as that plan and the people can see that we're not selling off to, you know, like when you say no housing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that, you know, if that's part of the plan, then people can come in there and develop it, and you don't worry about, okay, we're going to have, market price and then lower income housing and all that down there. It's just going to be a river walk that has shops and restaurants along the river there, electric boats.
Yeah.
I'd love to see, let's have a little electric boat, takes people up and down the river.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things can be done with
it. Have my hot dog stand there. Probably not that. Yeah. But
maybe just during special.
Oh, we got to take a break here. Where's my music? We got to take a break for the news. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The Osprey tilt rotor aircraft that crashed in the ocean off southern Japan. The body of one crew member and some debris has been recovered, according to the Japanese Coast Guard, which says a search and rescue operation is ongoing. The six-week auto workers' strike cost General Motors a bundle, GM's pre-tax earnings taking a $1.1 billion hit this year.
Despite the financial setback, the company expects to absorb the cost of a new contract and is even raising its dividend. The Detroit automaker has reinstated its full-year earnings forecast that was withdrawn during the United Auto Workers strike that ended at GM on October 30th. The company now predicts full-year net income of $9.1 to $9.7 billion, down from its pre-strike outlook.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Robust consumer spending fueled U.S. economic growth in the third quarter. The economy expanded at a brisk 5.2% annual rate July through September, according to the government. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's 62 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 61 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
India launching an inquiry after U.S. authorities questioned whether India's government knew of a plot to kill a Sikh separatist leader on American soil.
The U.S. government says it had raised the issue with New Delhi, but declined to comment on when or how U.S. officials had become aware of the plot to kill Gurpreet Singh Poonam, who's considered a terrorist by New Delhi. It's not clear how the alleged assassination attempt was derailed. An Indian official says the U.S. side has shared some information, and, he says, India takes such put seriously, since they impinge on our national security interests as well. In September, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were credible links that the Indian government may have had links to the assassination in that country of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. I'm Charles Dillon.
A Hong Kong court started hearing final arguments of some of the city's highest-profile pro-democracy activists under a standing trial under a law imposed by Communist China aimed at crushing dissent. Townhall.com. It's back to the drawing board for a new design Kansas license plate.
The plates are mostly gold with some blue. The bottom features the first half of the Kansas State motto, "To the Stars." Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is stopping production. The descriptions of the plates include the words ugly and drab. Chris Kobach, the state's Republican Attorney General, tweeted the design looks like a New York plate. A driver quoted by a Kansas City TV station says it looks like the black and gold colors of the University of Missouri, once the arch nemesis of the University of Kansas. Kelly initially praised the new design as promoting the state's optimism. She promises an eventual public vote on several possible license plate designs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban reportedly looking to sell a majority stake in the NBA franchise to the family that runs a Las Vegas Sands casino company, that according to the AP. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott, Randall Hempling, and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Rolled in here, and Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben. Okay, there's one more national day, right?
Yes, sir. We have Electronic Greetings Day.
Electronic Greetings Day.
Nah, Ben, nah. Ben, you don't have to be so shy. Nah, nah. Ben, we're in this together. Like, hey, how are you?
Hey, guy.
All right, there we go.
There you go. Hey.
Come
yeah,
on, baby.
Yeah. You get in there and be looking stuff up. During, hey,
that's so cool.
And if I look at you with my eyes kind of like, what do I say next? You just jump in with a factoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect for Electronics Greeting Day.
Yeah,
hello,
I like that.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, everyone. In caps. How's that?
That's it.
LOL.
Yeah.
You know how long it took me to figure
I'm so
that
bad.
One out.
Oh. Let me just tell you how
POV. I had no idea what POV meant. I mean, until like a month ago.
I can say it, but I shouldn't say it on the air.
No, no, it's point of view.
Oh, okay. That's probably a better one. Anyway.
Now I'm going to try and figure out what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
but
during the break.
Yeah, all right. Well, so anyway, good morning, everybody. So glad to be here. Got in the car. And I got a couple things to share with you, but first let's do the weather. And it's kind of like overcast this morning, which says, according to our forecast, becoming sunny today with a high of 63. I was out with the horse yesterday at 27 degrees in the morning out in Palisadro, but it was absolutely gorgeous. But tonight, increasing clouds with our overnight lows of 39. Now tomorrow, we've got those showers on their way before 11 a.m., partly sunny, opening up on Thursday, but our overnight lows will be 35. Now, Friday, again, it looks like we've got showers throughout the weekend. Friday, it looks like we've got cloudy skies with about 60% chance of precipitation. I love that word, precipitation. Four syllables. I am so smart. Anyway, that's Friday. Chance of showers, 52, overnight lows of 40. And Saturday calls for, once again, showers with a high of 51, overnight lows of 40. There's really nothing to... we don't have any advisories or anything, but we do have wet weather on the way. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business out in Anderson. I'll be seeing later today as I do a Christmas drop-off. They're wonderful, locally owned, the Kinney family, where they give senior and veteran discounts They have been amazing in our community. 365-3793.
Yeah, Randall and I have been.
Randall, first of all, I'm on a little bit of a roll here. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm middle-aged. You saw I posted that. I'm middle-aged if as I do believe I'm going to live to be 156.
Can I just say that you have been such a pillar in our community. You and Barbara have, again, we're talking about doing angel work. The stuff that you do behind the scenes, you are a hero in our eyes. I mean,
I've
been emotional lately. Don't make me cry. But because people don't have to do that. And you have in your heart this wonderful leadership quality that leaves the world a better place.
Thank you.
Now, let's go to the phones. Nick, before I go on my rant or my beautiful thing, what's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to speak about the riverfront specific plan. One thing I don't understand is why, actually, Mike DiQuisto said it's costing $1.5 million, why it is costing so much to make that plan when we've got a planning department ourselves. And then I wonder why they think that they are going to be able to tell Kutras what he can do with his property and what he can't do with it, within reason. And what are they going to do if he just refuses to develop it? Are they going to take it through eminent domain?
It sounds like a whole bunch of rhetorical questions there, Nick. So.
Well, there was just two.
Okay, so could they...
Then I wonder why Turtle Bay has so much say-so about it when they don't own any of that property. I don't think they should even be at the table.
Okay, Nick. Thank you very much.
Well, I got more.
No, that's good. We've got three questions we've got to address. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Turtle Bay does own that property.
Yeah, we own the hotel.
Because it affects everybody out there.
And we're not making the decision for her. We just want to know what we can do to work well in whatever the plan does. We're not saying that we want to control the properties and own this or own that.
The city does.
Yeah.
Well, what about that one question, though, is interesting. They make the riverfront plan. And it butts right up against Kutcher's property.
Right.
And if they choose to go a different direction, which they could do, they could put housing there on their property and all that, and the city disagrees with it, what happens then? Is that just going to be years of lawsuits?
You have to wait till the Kutcher's is not – they're not stupid. They want to build something that's going to be profitable. And if it fits within a plan, makes it even better because then anything around them is going to be protected. I mean, you can't, for instance, put in a junkyard in your neighborhood because we have zoning. We have land use control that says you can't put a junkyard in here. You can't put a 7-Eleven in here in my neighborhood because it's for housing development. That's all the plan is going to do. It's going to say this is the kind of development that we would expect to go into this area, period. And it'll be broad, and it'll allow for anything that you'd probably want to do. But I would doubt very seriously if someone would want to build houses in there. That's not profitable, you know. It doesn't have a cash flow. It's not a business. So I would expect reason will prevail, you know.
I would think that a very market price townhouse. You know, along the river there, not hundreds of them, but just, you know, some could be worth the money there.
Yeah, it might fit in there nicely.
That could fit there alongside the
river. It would be extraordinarily expensive.
Because it's
the one thing that you can't replace is property.
Yeah.
You
know? And then as far as bringing in an outside agency to do it.
That's traditionally what people do. Because the city planning department is not designed to do futuristic planning.
Yeah.
They just do, you know, they approve plans. They don't necessarily do plans. And so you really need experts that are in this type of development to come in and do the plan. I think that's kind of what was planned for the group when they went in and made the offer the first time to do the plan for the city.
Yeah.
The budget for that was a little over $1 million. So we knew it was going to cost that.
Yeah. And, And they're the ones that are doing a plan, aren't they, or not?
I don't know if it's the same group.
What is it? Yeah, neither.
Yeah, they went out. They went out for bids. The city went out for bids, proposals. Took them a year to do that, and then they finally got a group.
Now, when have you heard that this is going to be finished?
I have not heard, but I would expect it to be done by next summer. I would expect them to at least be able to present the first draft plan, and it'll be a draft. It'll say this is what we think, and then people will have a chance to take a shot at it. And
that's when the big meetings are going to be happening.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
but they've already done a good job.
I agree with this, or I think this shouldn't be. And
just
then,
like an outline of this is the first real proposed plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what will happen is as soon as that gets out there, a lot of developers will get their hands on that. And they will start planning, hey, we could go to Reading and we could do this because they're going to allow that or whatever. And so you'll see a lot of interest in it because it's working. It's very valuable property in terms of the development of the city.
Absolutely. Okay.
And up until K2 and McConnell and this other organization came in, it was just laying there. There was
no
plan.
The city was never going to do a thing. Never. It's too much like a decision.
Well, and you know, decisions are hard. Especially, you know,
we have change.
And we also have, you know, when you think of generations, people are passing away. Then there's the sons and the grandsons or the grandchildren, if you say, you know. Not just the sons, but I mean the generational thing. So some of the newer generation that are going to be passing this on to their children have a different mindset than the people that were here that are 50 and 60 and 70 years have lived here. It's almost like, okay, we have the internet, we have social media, we have things that have changed.
Yeah,
and that's what we're in. We're going to be facing change.
Well, and you say that as someone who is an immigrant into here, as we came at about the same time 15 years ago as you did, and fell in love with the community.
Right.
That's why we stay involved, and that's why you're so involved, is because you love the community.
We love the community. We've been here. I moved here 2005, the winter of, and when Carl and I got married, we decided to, you know, both of us, as you know our story, we had offers all over the country to do different things. And when we got married, we decided we're going to get off the road. I called my agent and I said, don't call me anymore. I've had the same agent for 30 years. I don't want to get a call saying, would you like to go do this job in Ohio or go do this job? I said, I want to grow us organically inside. And I've never done that before. And Carl's never done that before. So we find ourselves, you know, getting ticked off at California. You know, not with Reading, but ticked off at California for various reasons. And we start to look, because we have family members spread around the country, and we think, you know, wherever you go, there you are.
Yep.
And this is a good place to be for friends like you.
Yeah. Well, we feel the same way. Like I said, I came from Texas, and around here is Texas. The people are like Texas people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same, you know, loving care, except it is much prettier here.
That's what Pat, he goes down and visits Texas. He's got family down there, and he says it's just flat.
And humid.
He misses the mountains and all that.
Yeah, you get no point of reference down there. All of my family lives in Florida, which is even worse.
All right, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson, located at 2540 Gateway Drive. They've got it all, tractors, skid steers, backhoes. You know, you can rent them for a day, lease them for a long time, or buy them from NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Read
Sapphire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5
FM. Your juice is going, baby.
1460 AM. Linda's in here dancing and Christina.
Putting my rhinestone boots on the
Christina got a photo of it. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've become a teaching hospital there. They have a residency program ongoing. 13 new doctors in our area working at Shasta Regional and at different clinics around here and the VA. To gain experience and also expose them to Redding and Shasta County in Northern California. Next year, another 10. Next year, another, you know, another 10 or 12. And it's going to be ongoing. And, you know, besides them coming in from all over the world to learn here, we'd like to keep a bunch of them as they figure out how what a great place this is. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
I'm looking at a picture of Randall. Is that 70s?
Yeah, I was 32 years old.
Yeah, you
get back in front of the microphone.
Totally
yeah,
looked
yeah,
like
that's 1977.
Yeah, I'm so, where yeah. you needed to, you know, have like one of those peace symbols around your
yeah
70s. Hey, I want to share with our listeners, you know, just the beginning of the launch, and you know, Carl and I are getting ready to go to Las Vegas. I don't know if Randall knows this. On Saturday, we leave 5 o'clock in the morning. We're driving. So meanwhile, Christina, and you might have seen a post because Mimi Mosley posted something, and then also, yeah, Pat Karch posted something from our station. She makes incredible, you know, our Ukrainian princess. She has been back in the States for about, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years, and she makes these, not just when you say candies. I mean, you think of candies.
They're not a candy. Yeah.
Well, they're beautiful pieces of artwork. And each one of them is, yeah, are different. Like, you know, they're dates and they got little tuxedos on them. So yesterday, you know, she had ordered some boxes. And so that yesterday I was going from places, and I have deliveries again today for, some of KCNR's loyal clients. And so, I dropped off the first box, and, everybody raved about how beautiful this little box of candies was. And what's great is that at Christmas, we're doing this early because we're leaving for, of course, the national finals rodeo. And I wanted to get them out before all the other people start to drop off Christmas stuff, because it's kind of nice to start off the beginning of December. So hats off to Christina, who worked tirelessly to get these boxes to me. And I'll be dropping them again. I'll be driving around town today and dropping them off. But it's just so great to go into the businesses and talk to, like, Judy Maxwell and her staff yesterday. They do amazing work. Walked into Tobacco and Brew, and by the way, you know, Shelley was there. Nice to see how they've, you know, picked up, they've remodeled their place, and they're going to be doing a special in December. They said that people listen to the radio ads and they come in, which I love to hear. And that they're going to be doing special promotions in December with percentages off of cigars, which is great. And then I went into Shasta Regional. Casey was on the phone, but I walked through the hospital, and everybody was so kind. So it was nice to just be out and about. I went into House of Realty, and they were marveling also at the candies, Christina. And let's see, I made a couple other stops. Oh, I went to Four Winds Jewelry, who, by the way, they were marveling at the candies. Couldn't wait to open them up. Went right in the back and started to eat them. I don't know what they got to, but some of the jewelry I'll be wearing in, which is the beautiful, I love the vintage, you know, some of the, they call it pawn jewelry, but this is like, my squash blossom is like 30 years old, and it's Zuni. But, and so they're having their 30th anniversary. Everything's 20% off, and it started now, so you don't have to wait till December. It started now. And so anyway, I love our community, and I just wanted to share that because I think it's really a blessing that we have these locally owned businesses that really care about living here. Randall, this is what we were talking about, the buy-in.
Yeah. Anybody that spends any time here or lives here just falls in love with it. Now, I mean, there are things that anger us, you know, but there always will be, but... Overall, it's the best place I've ever lived. And I have lived here longer than I have lived anywhere.
So. We both have.
Yep. Oh, by far. Longest I've ever lived anywhere really was like 3 years, maybe. And that's when I was a kid. So, yeah, until we got here. We love it. Okay.
But people, when they ask me where I'm from, I never say California. I always say I'm from Texas. I mean, because that's where from, you know, to start with, I'm from Texas. And I went to school in Texas and did my residency in Texas, all this stuff in Texas. So I'm Texan.
Yeah,
and when I do say it's California, I always say
Northern
California, not San Francisco.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And well, when I lived in Nashville, I used to say, because I went back and forth. I mean, I had a place in Nashville that I owned, but I went back and forth, and I said, I'm from Northern California, and that is above San Francisco, you know, close
way,
to Mount Shasta.
Way above.
So when I say close to Mount Shasta, people then understand.
Yeah.
But, I was born in North Carolina, but lived most of, except for 2 years, all my life in California. Yeah. And, Carl, you're from West Virginia, but you lived all over except for? You've been here now for, we've been here 17 years.
I used Tennessee as my home of record when I was in the military because they had no state income tax, and I came into the military from Tennessee. So, and now I was just reading where, you know, California got 100-something thousand people moving from Texas to California. But you had 400,000.
Yeah, going the other way.
You had, yeah, you doubled it going the other way to Texas, and still California lost enough to lose a congressman, and I imagine we'll lose another one next time unless something changes.
It could happen, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, see, and the people leaving are not, those are people like who have said, you know, I'm going to start a new, take my business someplace and do it. Or they've retired, and they could stay here, but it's just, you know, taxes or whatever's too onerous, and they just move into these other states.
Yeah, it's a...
I mean, you can save thousands of dollars literally a month by moving into another state.
Well, interestingly enough, my wife and I live on Social Security. We have some money that we'd saved up that we have to take out a little bit every year because of our age. But I haven't paid any state income tax since I retired. They don't tax Social Security in this state. Most people don't realize that, you know, unless you hit a super threshold. And so we stay below that. So we don't pay the taxes that that people think they do when they retire. Now, if you've got a, if you're getting a huge income because you have a,
well,
a city or county job, then yeah, I can understand it because you're going to be paying state
taxes.
Well,
the people I knew that moved from Escondido, property taxes were horrible, and they were making money. So that when they retired, they sold the Escondido property and bought a ranch up in Wyoming, a ranch, you know, 10, 15 acres, property up there. And he said it was, you know, he was saving so many thousand a month just because of not just those property taxes, but gas taxes and every
all those
other,
extraordinary taxes.
All those now, ancillary taxes.
When you start talking about property,
property
taxes in Texas are far higher than they are in
because
California.
Because they have no state income tax.
Yeah. They, I mean, you got to, somebody's got to pay for stuff, you know, so they got to tax something.
I had a nephew live there, and my sister told me what his property taxes were. I said, that can't be right. And I said, that can't be right. I mean, that's just astronomical. Not astronomical, but those seem very high.
Yeah.
And she sent me a copy of his tax, his property taxes, and it is no state income tax. They do get that money.
Yeah, they have what they call mill levy there. Yeah. So every district of everything has a mill that goes on, and a mill is a hundredth of a penny, but it adds up over time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a locally owned, locally operated barbershop. Been there for 30-plus years. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. And you can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478. To set up a time that works for you, you can just drop by. If there's an opening, they're going to get you in there. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And if you've never been there, you ought to just go in and nothing else, just look it around and see the variety of things on the walls that they have there that you're not going to see in other barbershops. We'll be right back. They used to have a dinosaur.
Stay with me.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights, brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Welcome back to Free5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott and Randall Hempelin, who's my co-host. Linda's in and out. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and they come into your home and look at ways of making it safer for you to get around, because the whole idea is to prevent serious falls from older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're interested in this program, like to be a member of it, you give them a call at 530-842-1687. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. Randall and I are here discussing things that are going on in the world. Newsom and DeSantis are having a debate tomorrow night.
That should be fun. I mean,
I may have to watch that.
Yeah,
I don't usually watch debates, you know, because they turn into shouting matches. And
yeah,
you
that's
know.
Part of the fun is watching children play. That's why I watch those debates.
But
like
tomorrow,
crazy.
You're talking about people that are just diametrically opposed,
yeah.
And Newsom has said how screwed up Florida is. I'm sorry, but I DeSantis could come back with fact after fact after fact.
Oh, yeah.
That we're suffering here.
That's right, yeah.
In California, the world's sixth largest economy and the largest homeless population. People
yeah.
can't buy homes here. Cost of gas, you know, fist fights in the on school boards, and you know, I mean all of these things.
Yeah.
I'm not, and then what's, and then Newsom saying is that DeSantis is taking away the rights of everybody. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see
Yeah, see like, how much traction they get.
Yeah, but
it'll,
why is...
it'll be fun to fact check them.
So is Newsom doing this in case Joe decides?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's trying to get the national name out there because that's he's the fallback position. That's one of the problems that the Democratic Party has is they've got Joe Biden, and then they really don't have anybody else. And nobody really wants Kamala Harris in there. That's, I think, the main reason that Joe's continuing to run is because he doesn't want to just drop out and suddenly Kamala says, gee, I should be the candidate because I don't believe she can win, you know, for the Democrats. I mean, it would be the greatest thing ever for Republican Party.
She's got a negative rating from black from the black community.
I had issues with her. Our company was asked to come take over a hospital group south of San Francisco, and I was going to be asked to go into the biggest hospital and help get that going. It was a Catholic group. They asked us to come in. The unions did not want it, the SEIU, and it was blocked by Kamala Harris. And she had done that twice. And the net result was they ended up selling the hospitals to a funding group, and a year later they declared bankruptcy. They had, you know, it really hurt everybody down there because of her, because of the fact that she was literally purchased by the SEIU.
Yeah. Well, you know, and her, just by watching her, she's the czar of the border. I mean, my gosh, can the border be any worse than it is right now?
Yeah.
I mean, thousands, tens of thousands, keep coming into our country. And, you know, I understand that the whole idea behind it is that Joe's taking the shots so that the voting, you know, voting will change in 5 years or 6 years or 10 years, whatever, because of this. But, I mean, this thing with, I'm going to switch gears here, but yeah, I think tomorrow night it could be worth a few minutes, you know, get some popcorn and watch the debate for a few minutes.
Yeah, about all that Newsom could say about Florida is that it's flat and it's humid.
Got mosquitoes.
He's got big mosquitoes and big bugs and pythons out in the swamps.
That's right. You can't control the pythons in your Okefenokee swamp. How can you control the country?
That's right.
Now imagine the crocodiles, you know.
And the crocodiles.
No, the alligators.
Alligators. And, I mean, there's got to be a story at least twice a year. Somebody, you know, dogs taken, but then people getting attacked by alligators.
Yeah.
you ever hear about Florida men?
Oh, and then Florida man. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, because he's like Sasquatch or what?
Well, no. Florida man is every time there's something strange happens. I mean, really strange things. Man from Florida runs naked through Disneyland. Okay. You know, something like that.
It's a thing where you can look up any, like some people will look up their birthday and then Florida man and find out what happened in 1 year on their birthday that somebody did in Florida. I have a friend who,
it's delightful.
For one of his birthdays, apparently a Florida man sat in the middle of the road with a plastic table and ate a waffle.
You couldn't find a Waffle House?
Okay. What do you think's going on in Israel and Hamas? Do you think Israel's going to back off?
No.
I don't think they are either.
They can't. I mean, it's, you know, Hamas is real. It's not going away, and their sole purpose in life is to destroy Israel, period. They're not into, you know, helping the Palestinian people. They're only there to decimate Israel. And so as long as that's there, then Israel, one, will attack them, and two, I believe, has a right.
Oh yeah, I think when they came across the border and killed the people and took the hostages and
in the worst possible way too and filmed it
and the
joy
things they did to women. Oh my God!
It
was horrible. I read accounts of this and I'm thinking those aren't people. Those aren't people.
That are
doing this. They are so far removed from any type of compassion or anything else. But here's the thing that we knew when we were fighting like ISIS. It was going to be impossible to eradicate ISIS. It's going to be impossible to eradicate Hamas. However, we can damage them so much, take out their leadership, their middle management, and this, and hammer them enough that what you do is you buy yourself a generation's worth of time.
Yeah, and maybe a lot of people will not join in their their cause because they've seen that it's not working.
It buys you time until they can rebuild, and sometimes that's years and years and years. And so I know the Israelis believe that they cannot eradicate Hamas. It's just impossible, like Hezbollah. But they can damage them so much that it's going to take them a long time to ever get back to the shape that they were in and where they can launch an attack. And then Israel is going to change, I think, the face of that area along the Gaza Strip to give themselves a lot more room.
Yeah, there'll be a big demilitarized zone. Fences on both sides.
And enough fences you can bust through with a truck either.
Yeah, it's going to be. Well, they've got enough surveillance. They just have to improve their surveillance stuff, like drones and all this around there to keep an eye on it.
I think that's going to, and they're on this temporary pause as long as they keep releasing hostages.
What's really cool is that this pause is working. You and I have seen for years that there'd be a ceasefire and somebody would breach it. Always there would be a breach, and they would start right back up. In this case, apparently there have not been any by either side.
I just read that Hamas has breached it a few times. Nothing serious.
Yeah.
Not like firing rockets or things like this.
The big stuff there.
But the other thing it does too, it gives Hamas a chance to rearm and refit and get fed and get medical. But it also gives the Israelis a chance to gather more intel and reposition their forces, so when it kicks off again, they're going to come in there with
they're not going to mess around. They are not going to, nibble at it. They're going to go in there with everything.
I'm surprised they haven't flooded the tunnels there. Find a way of building a canal from the Red Sea. just like you would gophers. And just flood out the tunnels and keep them flooded.
Well, they have some kind of devices that actually fill them up with a foam that becomes like concrete. They have there are some things like that out there that they might use.
They could do that.
Yeah. But there's, there are, I think the last number I heard is like 1,100 miles of tunnel around there.
You know what? I'm going to take an early break, Ben, because I want to ask you about, were you surprised by the amount of anti-Semitic rhetoric we've heard since then? Yeah. Wait for the break. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:44 in the morning here on the 29th of November, Wednesday. And it's, 42 degrees out there. And it's going to go up to 66 today. Gradually becoming sunny. So we might be able to see some sun today and a low of 39 tonight. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Redding's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, CascadeTheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
You're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me and Doug Jenke. We'll have some things to discuss tomorrow. And it is November the 29th. It's 8:49 in the morning. It's 43 degrees out there, going up to 63 today and a low around 39 tonight. And tomorrow we're going to start looking for showers, my friends. My co-host is Randall Hempling. And before we left, I asked him about, was he surprised about the anti-Semitism? But first, let's go to the phones. Laura, good morning.
This is Laura Hobbs. I'm running for supervisor in District 2, and I want to let everyone know I'm holding a town hall. It's open mic format. It'll be held at the Reading Public Library, 1100 Parkview Avenue, this Saturday, December 2nd, between 3 and 5 p.m., and everybody is invited.
Okay, and now, Laura, can you please call me back after the show, because I want to have you on the show.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
I'd gladly.
Yeah, same number. Just call me back at about 9:03, and I'll get you scheduled, okay? We're having all the candidates on.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay, and that's this Saturday, right? You're having what time?
It's Saturday. Between 3 and 5 p.m.
At?
At the Reading Public Library, 1100 Parkview Avenue.
Okay. Come out and hear what Laura's saying and what she's running on. Okay, and we'll get you set up for an interview here on the show.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for running. I appreciate everybody that runs.
Yep.
I appreciate everybody that runs. I mean, you're putting yourself out there at a time where things can get contentious, and hopefully that's not going to happen.
We've had
enough of that.
Yeah, hopes and
at least in the local elections.
Yeah.
I mean, at the national elections, they're going to be, you know, throwing javelins at each other.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the anti-Semitism, which I've talked about it on the show, is very surprising to me. But you've got a different background.
Yeah, I have a long interest in anti-Semitism. I think I told you that my father was Jewish, although we were raised Christian. He was a Messianic Jew, and so I was Catholic. And now I'm Episcopalian, which is Catholic light.
Can you clarify did you say Messianic?
Messianic, the belief that the Messiah has come in the form of Jesus.
Okay.
You know, I was raised with it. My father was not promoted as rapidly as he should have been in the Air Force because of it. And it was pretty well documented at the time. There people were saying things. But it's always there. There's always a certain amount of anti-Semitism in the world. The the reason that you're getting the blow up now is because of the brutal manner in which Israel is attempting to take out Hamas. And it's there are a lot of innocent people there that are being hurt. And everybody knows it. And nobody wants it. But because Israel is doing it, there's going to be the anti-Semitism. Prior to that, there were, and we've seen some instances of anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian because of the brutality of the initial raid where they killed the 1,300 people in a horrible fashion. So you're going to get that. It's unfortunate. It's being driven by a lot of false information. And coming, you know, we're being attacked all the time on our social media by groups that really want to see us in unrest. So,
well, yeah, but it's no secret that Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran wants to see, and probably some of the other countries around, they just keep it a little more quiet. They want to see Israel obliterated and no longer exist.
Well, that historically. And my priest the other day gave a great synopsis, not a biblical synopsis, but a great synopsis of what's going on in that area forever. That is, Israel is like the only fertile land in that entire area. That's why it's always been conquered by some outsider, whether it be Rome
somebody
or Greek.
Somebody has always controlled that area.
Somebody has always controlled it or wanted to control it because it is fertile land. You know, the West Bank, not fertile. Gaza, not fertile. That's their sand pits. You know, there's just nothing there, but that mountain range is kind of like what we have here that keeps the moisture on the one side of the Mediterranean. It's so Israel's a beautiful place. I've not been there. I want to go, not today, but
Linda's parents were on a cruise that on Sunday, on that, you know, they were supposed to be in Jerusalem, and Saturday is when October 7th when it started.
Yeah,
so they steamed by. They did not issue people firearms and told them they could go into town. Yeah. So they just steamed by. And people, when I said, imagine if you lived in Idaho and Wyoming, Montana, Canada, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada wanted to see you eradicated.
Yeah.
Think of it like that. You're totally surrounded. How would you feel if knowing that you were going to be, you know, that you've been in several wars protecting your state and your people, and that these people wanted to destroy you? I mean, you get into a certain mindset there, and how they got caught that day.
Yeah, that's if I were an Israeli and over there right now, I'd be so pissed at the government for such lax intelligence. It should, as coordinated as that thing was, it's impossible not to know.
Well, supposedly unless you're just the Egyptians,
deliberate ignorant.
Yeah, supposedly the Egyptians said, "Hey, you got something coming here." Anyway, but that's gonna that'll come out after this is over.
Yeah, investigations.
And people go, you know, war is brutal. I don't care, you know, who tries to wage it, but war is brutal, and it's kind of like, and then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And people could say, oh, that was the firebombings of Tokyo and,
which did
brutal.
More damage than the atomic bombs.
Oh, yeah, much more. And, I mean, you could say, oh, that was just brutal. Yeah, it was. But it was, the whole idea was to bring Japan to its knees so it would surrender. Mm-hmm. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Unlike the Nazis who started it, and then they were punished. And then we rebuilt them just like we did Japan.
Yeah.
So,
which proved to be the Marshall Plan, turned out to be one of the best investments ever.
What are you going to be doing over this next month? Just kind of hanging. Are you going to be traveling anymore?
Yeah.
You're going to another. Oh, by the way, this man goes to poker tournaments. Like, they're called the Masters or the.
No, the World Series of Poker.
Yeah, but
I go that. That's every summer.
Yeah, but is it the. Is there a separate division when you get to a certain age, or is it just...
No, there are tournaments within tournaments. There are like 83 different tournaments at the World Series of Poker. Two of them are deliberately for seniors. One's seniors over 50, and then super seniors is over 60, which is a lot of fun. There were 8,200 entrants this last year when I played.
Over 60.
And what's really fun is every 2 hours you have a break, and it's mostly men, and you... sit around. You and I are old men, and the one thing that you got to be aware of is your bladder. And you can always spot the new guys because they're sitting there drinking a bottle of water or a cup of coffee, and then they run out of there. And the halls get jammed.
I was
going
to say, if it's over 60, you ought to have a break every hour.
Yeah, or catheters. It can be kind of brutal. Yeah, so I do that every summer. I go down for about 10
days.
How
far have you gotten in that?
Cashed this last year. They pay the top 15%. So
okay.
If you get 1,000 people in there, then 850 of them aren't going to get a nickel back. It costs $1,000 to enter. So they're not going to – they pay for the prize money effectively. It's like rodeo. Only the top guys get the money.
Yeah, but
I've cashed the last several years. I've made it to at least
the top
15%.
Don't they have any added money? Like the casino throws in, we're going to throw another $50,000.
No, they don't
do
that.
Well –
I just
that's
80,
what you see at the rodeos. You get added money.
There was $8 million in prize money just for the seniors event. So
for the seniors event?
Just the seniors.
Million.
$8 million in prize money.
And the top 15% got a piece of that?
Yeah. Yeah. The top guy usually gets about 15%. I think it paid something like $770,000 for first place.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good money.
Yeah.
And I've been right there. I've been close to breaking through a couple of times.
One card.
Oh, one card. One bar. The difference between like playing poker at your friend's house is if you lose all your money, you just reach in your pocket and get some more money. If you're in a tournament, you make one big error and you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always playing for your tournament life is what it's called. So you really have to pay attention. And it goes, you start at 10 o'clock in the morning and you finish at midnight. And this goes on for 3 days if you're going to.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're, like I said, we're old people. And it can get really rugged. I've seen guys go out there and faint. And I always ask them if they've got an over and under bet on who might die while we're there.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well.
And I'm sitting here giggling.
Yeah.
Hey, it's so much. I've watched you play. I went over to a local place here where you play.
Casino club.
And watching you. And you guys know each other so well. Yeah. I still can't figure out how the money shifts back and forth across the table, but you all know each other so well. And isn't that the big thing, is being able to try and figure out your opponent?
One of the beauties, and they've first of all, the courts have ruled that poker is not gambling. It's a game of skill. And the proof of that is you have the same group of people getting to the top most of the time. So you don't get there so long as there's, if it's just flipping a coin.
Yeah.
But you have to pay attention to what everybody does all the time. And, you pick up the nuances, reading people, but it's been proven to be an Alzheimer's preventative.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's like, some people do crossword puzzles and do different things like that.
Yeah.
But playing poker is like playing chess.